While acts of vandalism on Pride decorations have perpetuated into this year, a local Pride committee member and Upper Grand District School Board teacher has faith that love is the answer. Last year in the town of Minto, Pride decor was damaged and stolen. Minto Pride was quick to call in the community and received what Braden Scott, chair of the Minto Pride Committee, said was reassuring support. He says he was relieved to be reminded that these acts of hate do not represent the majority. With support from local OPP, the mayor, and businesses across Minto, the decorations were replaced. This year in Fergus and across the Upper Grand District School Board, similar acts have occurred. In early June, Pride flags in downtown Fergus were vandalized. Later in the month, Pride flags were taken down and vandalized in three GDSB schools. While these acts are super disappointing to Scott, he says the message is all about inclusion and supporting everyone. Scott preached the importance of being an ally and the need to include all.
We're not asking people to change their beliefs. What we're asking is that they just support people for being people. Put our differences aside and recognize that we're all unique and different in our own ways, and that, you know, everyone's entitled to an identity of their choice. And so we may not understand, we may not agree, we may disagree, but we don't need to openly promote hate about it or speak negatively about it.
Minto Pride has dealt with their fair share of hate this year as well in the form of online homophobia. Scott says, though, their best practice is to delete, ignore, and continue with events that shine a light on the amazing things happening within the community and the board. He reminds people that there is a small town Pride exhibit at the Wellington Museum and Archives, and feels fortunate to work for UGDSB, who share his morals.
I'm really lucky to work for a board that is extremely supportive and has a zero tolerance towards any sort of discrimination or hate crimes. And to see the board take a stand, you know, during a very important month to say, you may disagree, you may not like it, but that's not going to change our stance, is really reaffirming for me as an educator, but also someone who identifies within the 2SLGBTQIA+ community.
Scott says his group of just 9 people at Minto Pride is always a resource for other small towns looking to grow Pride programs. He is reminded by signs in Fergus and Minto that hate has no home here. Enough is enough, he says, at a time he believes it is crucial to amplify voices from underserved communities. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.